We're open.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself, sir?
Good, good. Sorry about all the phone tag. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great, great. So, did you get the email from Karen?
I know Karen got an email.
Yeah, we were just playing phone tag, so, sorry, I just hear a lot of echoey. So, I've got the forklift approved. I just had a few quick questions for you. Have you ever purchased from this dealer before, or is this your first time?
This is the first time.
Have you checked out the forklift? Do you want to check it out before we fund him, potentially?
No, I think we're good. It's all warranted and everything, so I trust them. They're a big company. I've been looking at them for a while.
Okay.
And so when the forklift gets here, I will test it. It's pretty new. I mean, it's only got 1,600 hours on it. They refurbished it. It's all been gone over. So
okay.
It's not like a private individual where, yeah, I would want to do that.
Gotcha.
But this one has been gone over completely, and that's what they do for a living. So
okay. All right, and the other question I have is this. Let me bring this up real quick. I was kind of going through the bank statements, and I understand that you recently sold your other lift. Is that correct?
Well, it's in the process. I haven't sold it yet.
Okay.
But I can't sell it because we need it until we get a new one. So I have a guy that's been calling me on it, wanting it. I gave him a call today, and I'm waiting for his phone call back. But, yeah, it's pretty much sold.
Okay. And what do you expect to get from that? Like, what are you going to sell it for?
Probably $2,500.
Okay. So here's one. I want to go over a few options, and if you want, we can try to order this by the end of the day. We're set up what's called fax to fund documents. That means, are you going to be in the office today, or are you going to be out on jobs?
Karen's going to be in the office. I'll be on jobs.
Okay, so it's probably best to get this on Monday because you're going to be actually the only signer on this one. So what I can do is call the vendor and let him know that you're signing everything, but we get everything done Monday for you. It's not a big deal. One thing I did want to ask is this. So I'm looking through all the bank accounts. I see a lot of money in and a lot of money out. And I know in the month of May, you had a really big deposit. But then the month of June, it ended negative. Do you know if the account's positive right now, or is it still negative?
I have no idea. That's a Karen question.
Okay. So here's my general thought process. What I think is the best thing is, since there are some negative days, is on most of these approvals, we'll underwrite them with what's called a first and last payment due at signing. I think a better idea would be trying to do a first payment only, so you have okay. less money out of pocket.
All right.
I do have an approval. I'm going to go over some different options and pricing with the underwriter. Before I speak to them, they're getting in about 30 minutes. I wanted to ask, do you have any estimated payment in mind, assuming you're financing everything, you know, shipping, delivery, install, all that kind of stuff. Well, not install, it's a forklift. But do you have any goal payment in mind?
No, I just like to make it as least as possible, as long as possible.
Okay, and then
as cheap as possible.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to call Karen because I have probably a new copy of your ID. I'll contact your dealer to let them know you're approved and we're working on everything. I haven't had a chance to speak to them. What was your salesperson's name?
David.
Hello?
Yeah, it's David.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Kevin?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Ruben, can you hear me?